here at the 2018 Co-op Financial Services Think Conference in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hot desert.
Yeah, we are here with Mr. Matt Cardell. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. Thanks.
Enjoying the conference?
So far, so good. Yeah. I actually just kind of flew in this morning, so I'm getting a kind of a taste of it.
Yeah.
And it looks like folks are having a great time, and the content is second to none as usual. So you guys are hitting it out of the park once again.
Thanks. Yeah. Sam Paxson and her team do an unbelievable job of putting on the event and then obviously having content and speakers that are relevant.
Yep.
And the feedback we've gotten from our clients has been incredible.
Yeah.
It's our biggest attended thing.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
So it's our 11th thing. So very excited about the content and the feedback we've got.
Yeah, I was talking to Samantha earlier when she was in here earlier, and we were talking about, you know, having the outside influence, the outside folks coming in and giving their perspective on things, and then having the credit union. How do you connect it with the credit unions? And that's really kind of a cool mix that you guys have created here that's really beneficial. And people can go back to their offices Monday morning and put it to work. So it's a pretty cool mix you got. Yeah,
for sure.
All right, hey, let's talk about what you're doing there. Yeah. So co-ops, they've had a dramatic change in the last year. Personnel, going digital, all sounds like from top to bottom. So tell us more about this kind of this transformation that's going on inside the company right now.
Sure. So definitely on a transformative journey, both from a personnel perspective and just strategy standpoint,
mm-hmm.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
We're transforming into a technology company. Probably historically, we maybe were more categorized as a reseller mm-hmm. of others' technology.
Right.
But with the addition of Todd Clark as our CEO,
mm-hmm.
We added Nick Calcane as our Chief Technology Officer.
Yep.
And our focus is to either build our own technology or to partner with leading edge firms that are bringing digital technology to the market
mm-hmm.
and levering our distribution channel to help them distribute that to our 3,000 credit union
mm-hmm.
members. So it's an exciting time to be here.
Oh, yeah.
We have merged the companies and that's gone very well, and we're excited about that. Both companies had somewhat similar strategies in
talking
a way.
TMG?
TM, yes, thank you. The members group and co-op had similar strategies and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating a transformative culture, digital first, right? Performance-based culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it all is about serving our credit union clients and
sure.
their members, clearly.
Sure.
And making sure that they can compete going forward
mm-hmm.
In the digital space, whether that's against a large financial institution as a bank
mm-hmm.
or some of these startup companies that are, you know, entering the space
right.
And their ability to, you know, create that experience for their members that can allow them to compete. But at the same time, give that personal touch that credit unions are known for.
Indeed. And I was going over the questions here, and I was thinking to myself, you know, co-op is really walking the talk, you know, because you guys are preaching ever since, you know, last year's mm-hmm. Think in New York, hey, it's time, it's digital transformation, digitization, all that type of stuff. You guys are walking that talk yourselves in your very own offices.
We are.
It's really cool to see that.
For sure. And it's a mindset. And I think it's a mindset that we all need to have,
mm-hmm.
right, is
mm-hmm.
what is the expectation of a credit union member,
mm-hmm.
right? They you know, we talk about it a lot. They're used to dealing with Amazon or Google, et cetera, and creating that, it's probably an overused word, but that frictionless experience. And how can we bring financial banking products to the credit union movement that feels like that same kind of experience they get with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we wake up doing every day. And it's exciting and it's uncomfortable sometimes.
Well, that might be a good thing because it kind of keeps you on your toes.
Well,
we
think it's a great thing. We think that today, if you're not uncomfortable with all that is happening in the movement and all that is happening with technology, then you're probably naive. And so you need to be a little uncomfortable
mm-hmm.
and then learn about that technology and how that you can better serve your members. So we feel that we're trying to fill that gap for the credit unions
mm-hmm.
and be that trusted advisor to bring them along in that digital journey.
Well, let's talk about the digital journey and kind of from a revenue perspective. I mean, so how does a digital transformation direct or indirectly impact revenue for credit unions these days?
Yeah, so I think that the digital journey and technology in general levels the playing field, for the credit unions to compete against these larger banks. It also levels the playing field to let outsiders come in.
There's that side of the coin. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. With that technology to take share. So we feel like if they're digitally forward thinking and they're willing to be uncomfortable and they're willing to continue to look for avenues with which to add that digital experience for their members, we think there's great revenue opportunity and great growth opportunity. However, they have to keep their eye on that because there's others that feel like they can enter that market. SoFi, great example, right?
I keep thinking of them too.
Absolutely. And so, you know, they're advertising nationally. They call their customers members, much like a credit union, right? And so we all need to be focused not on just that brick and mortar Wells Fargo across the street, but firms like SoFi and others who are using some of the credit union model, right, to gain share and then are very digitally forward and very sophisticated in their approach to acquiring new members. So it's something that I think the digital environment and technology does level the playing field. It creates incredible opportunity, but there's also threats. So you really have to have your head on a swivel.
Oh, no doubt.
To be aware and cognizant of all of it.
Yeah, I keep saying, gosh, SoFi comes in my brain every time we start talking about this type of stuff, because you see them everywhere and they're going after the younger audience big time, like everybody else is. I saw them advertising at the X Games at the Winter X Games during the halfpipe ceremony, right. All that type of stuff. So they're everywhere and they're going after the same target that we're going after as well.
They are. So. I think, though, that the credit unions have a distinct advantage over them. Because they know their members so well,
right.
And they're in the communities,
yeah.
And they have a bigger purpose than profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to remember that and can't lose sight of that as we digitally transform that what it feels like to be a member of a credit union.
It's our community.
Can't be lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the real advantage that the credit unions have over firms like them.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point indeed. So where do you anticipate credit unions will put these resources over the next 3 to 5 years with this revenue from the digital channel?
Yeah, digital space? I think it's a reinvestment strategy.
Yeah, good.
I think they need to continue to reinvest digitally forward, right? Looking for ways with which to push out content to their members, ways that to communicate better with their membership and for their membership to communicate with them, whether it's through text alerts or digital banking or whatever media, electronic media that they want to talk to them about. And I think a lot of it too is financial education, right? How do you push content to your members to get them more sophisticated on how they manage their finances, for example? And especially as you go to that younger millennial group, they want that type. They expect that type of partnership, right? They don't expect just to, have a DDA account or a credit account or a home loan or a car loan, right? They expect that you are looking out for them. And I think that's where credit unions can have a big advantage if they are sophisticated enough to have that strategy.
And they need to, I'm hearing from a lot of people in the industry, okay, it's time to stop planning and start executing on this digital, because it, I don't want to say it's too late, but if you wait any longer, it might be too late. So really got to get off the couch.
Yeah,
and start acting.
No, I think it's a great point, Mike. I think that inaction is the death knell of your membership, right? And so you may think, well, gosh, I can never get to the point that, an Amazon is, right? Well, you have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And here's the cool thing. There's partners like Co-op, right? And others that will help you get there, right?
Yep.
We are the aggregator of over 3,000 credit unions. So we have the scale with which to do that. In fact, one of the really interesting things after we brought the two companies together between Co-op and the members group is the number of these digital companies, whether they were born in a garage or had a lot of financial backing, they're approaching us to say, how do we push our digital technology efficiently to 3,000 credit unions? allow us to do that, yeah. Right? And allow us to do our vetting do our homework to make sure that it is a good fit for the credit union movement. So that's how they can become digitally forward more quickly.
Yeah. Just watch out for the shiny red ball syndrome. You don't want to be chasing after
shiny
everything.
Objects are something that we always worry about. Mm-hmm. And we've chased, you know, we look at them, right? We've looked at lots
of course.
Of them. And we feel like we have a good vetting process. But it takes time and it takes scale and energy to do that. And we have that.
But I think that's a huge benefit to credit unions, though, because they may not have the resources to do that vetting process because there's so much of that out there right now. All right. So what's next for you guys and your team? What's coming up in the next, I don't know, 10, 12 months, and then maybe some takeaways from the conference that you want to take back?
So soon after this discussion, we're going into a meeting to talk about our product implementation schedule. You know, we're talking a lot about digital, we're talking a lot about delivery. Mm-hmm. Our clients need to understand where we're going with that delivery, when they can expect it, mm-hmm. because they have systems and infrastructure that needs to connect to it. Mm-hmm. So it's a partnership in that they need to understand our digital roadmap so that they can build theirs. So over the next 6 to 12 months, there's lots of install, lots of discussions with our credit union partners about, you know, what is your digital journey and how can we help you get there? And here's the tools that we have to help you do that. And then how do we integrate it into your infrastructure? So that's a lot of what's going to happen over the next, between now and our next think, a lot of that's going to happen.
You got a lot on your plate, Matt. I think it's more like a buffet. So enjoy. All right, Matt, thanks again for the time. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.